University was about 100 years old. Students at that time had a very broad education. Nicholas studied logic, poetry, music, rhetoric, mathematics, natural philosophy, and astronomy. It seems that it was in Krakow that he became fascinated with one subject in particular, astronomy. He bought a set of books containing mathematical tables which helped to calculate the positions of the planets and the stars. He had them bound together with some blank pages so that he could add his own notes. He started making observations right away, and he kept on adding to this book for the rest of his life. Before we go on with Nicholas's story, it might be a good idea to have a quick look at the state of astronomy at the time he started to become interested in the subject. In the Middle Ages, astronomy was studied principally in order to make predictions about the future, what today we would call astrology. People believed that the positions of the planets in relation to the stars could have a significant effect on life on Earth. Today, although astrological horoscopes forecasts are still popular, most scientists regard them as foolish superstition. But in 15th century Europe, astrology was generally accepted to be true, and the casting of horoscopes was a common means both of explaining the past and predicting the future. Of course, people must have been examining the heavens since the beginning of history. The oldest recorded observations of the night sky come from ancient Babylonia, in what is now Iraq. And the Babylonians were the first people to make any written records at all, since they invented the earliest form of writing. They also built towers of dried bricks, rather like steep pyramids, which they called ziggurats. The most famous of these was the Ziggurat of Ur, a city in Mesopotamia. The remains of the city of Ur date back 5,000 years. The priests and wise men of Ur examined the heavens from the top of their ziggurat and gave names to all the stars they could see. The word astronomy actually means the naming of stars, and as astronomy began in Mesopotamia, many stars still have the names the ancient Babylonians gave them, although most of them were later translated into Latin or Greek and so have come down to us in that way. Not only did they give them names, but the Babylonians also kept records of the movements of the planets and the stars for hundreds of years. The Babylonians based all their measurements and calculations on the numbers 6 and 12. They divided the sky into 12 areas.